We came out today to talk about, have you heard about Obamacare or health care reform?
Jeff Renderle is with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. He talks with parolees and former prison inmates about the Affordable Care Act during a recent expo in Champaign. Renderle and others at Public Health are getting people ready for new benefits under the health care law.
So how old are you right now?
56.
Okay, so you qualify for Medicaid.
And that's new for Johnny Smith of Champaign, who says he hasn't qualified for Medicaid before and never had health insurance. Smith served 7.5 years for residential burglary. If you had asked him before his arrest if he needed mental health care, he says he would have said no. But that changed after prison.
You go through quite a few things in prison, mentally, physically. There's so many issues going on inside of prison that you have to deal with on a daily basis.
Smith says getting health coverage will help him stay out of trouble.
If I could get back on track with my mental issues from prison abuse, I might have a chance in real life.
That is exactly what we're thinking about.
That's Gladys Taylor, the assistant director of the Illinois Department of Corrections. She says inmates are getting help signing up for coverage. With more people, like Johnny Smith, able to get care, she anticipates fewer people will wind up back behind bars.
We want them to be able to access their medical service providers immediately upon release. And hopefully that will. Our objective is to ensure that they don't return to custody because they're getting immediate care and treatment.
Taylor says the process of enrolling inmates in a health plan will begin at intake. Then, 3 to 6 months before their release, they'll be linked to a managed care organization and primary care physician. Inmates enrolled in a plan before incarceration will still be covered by that plan when they're released. Back at the expo, I meet 45-year-old Donald Dawson of Champaign. He served about a decade in prison for a weapons charge, and for a good chunk of that time was on antidepressants.
I need my medicine that I was getting while I was in prison, which I'm not getting now.
After his release about 4 months ago, Dawson wanted psychiatric care. He turned to Community Elements, a mental health agency in Champaign.
But I went to the Community Elements, and they're talking about 8 months.
Community Elements CEO Sheila Ferguson says she knows all too well about her agency's backlog in psychiatric care. Even with the Affordable Care Act, Ferguson says shortages in psychiatrists because of state funding cuts won't get resolved overnight.
It's possible that some general practitioners will begin to see more people who have psychiatric needs, but that is not growing as fast either.
The Champaign County Sheriff's Department says about half of the inmates in the county jail suffer from mental illness. To make sure they get proper treatment, Community Elements has 2 staff members working in the jail full-time. Inmates will also get help navigating through the new health insurance exchanges. Captain Alan Jones, the jail administrator, says this partnership with Community Elements helps streamline services.
Local providers will never know that this person had a crisis or was incarcerated. Now, under this system, they can become aware of those that in or out of the jail and see how they can tailor their services to their client to maybe prevent some of these issues from arising in the future.
The Affordable Care Act won't change the care inmates receive while incarcerated, but it could address one persistent complaint. The prison watchdog group, the John Howard Association, criticizes some Illinois prisons for not having enough medical staff. The association's John Mackey says the health care law should cut down on wait times and improve care.
With the infrastructure it'll build around the prisons, around the jails, that I think is going to relieve the population. And in so doing, it'll enable the Department of Corrections to make better use of its limited resources.
As the healthcare exchanges begin to open up, those who have been incarcerated, like Johnny Smith of Champaign, say the Affordable Care Act represents one more opportunity to start fresh and stay out of prison.
I wouldn't have to do the Department of Corrections anymore. That's a fact. There wouldn't be any more prison life. It'll be a great thing.
For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sean Powers.